You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak, and we have a few weekend entertainment options to share with you for the rest of the hour, starting with an offbeat comedy about, of all people, Albert Einstein. It's being staged at the State Theater in Auburn Saturday night. The play takes place on what would have been Einstein's birthday. It's a one-woman show written and performed by actress Cress Mirsky, and she tells the story from the perspective of Einstein's secretary. Cress is on the phone now to tell us more. Hi, welcome back to Insight, Cress.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
First of all, where did your fascination with Albert Einstein come from?
Oh, gosh. Well, some years ago, I think like many millions of other folks around the world, I just found him a compelling figure altogether on so many levels. I think his humanitarian, his efforts, his simply his mind. I think just there was an individual who was able to envision the universe quite like no one else was. And I think to me that I don't have a science background. I'm a theater person. That was my whole orientation from 14 years old. But this was just particularly compelling to me that there was someone who could just think so differently about things. And
Cress, you are in the role of the person who was his real life secretary,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is true.
Do you call her Helen or Helene? Because I think she went by both names.
Well, actually, I have kind of changed the name. I've taken some theatrical liberties with the piece. Her real name was Helen Dukas, the real secretary, and I am calling her Ellen Schoenhammer. They're is always a great deal written about the secretary. In anything you'll read about her, Helen Dukas will always be mentioned, but they never go into her life at all. So it really required me in creating this piece to really read as much as I could possibly about her, and there still isn't a great deal about her. So I kind of had to imagine certain things about her life that I've later found out weren't too far off the mark about her. And so you could say in some manner it's loosely based on the actual woman who was Einstein's secretary, although I've really stayed as much to the historical facts as possible, as any playwright does. You know, you do change things to make
I don't know your full storyline, but I know with the play being set on the birthday, that does pick up on what became a habit, that reporters would check in and say, ah, it's Dr. Einstein's birthday. How is he celebrating today? So that's a jumping off point for you, isn't it?
Exactly. That was sort of a conceit of the piece that, oh, it'll be his birthday and reporters have gathered at his home to speak with him, and he's allowed a press conference for that. And so I carry that through different segments in his life. So you kind of go through his whole life since he arrived in America from escaping Nazi Germany, which is interesting. I'm listening to your last segment that you just had on the radio, and Einstein was a refugee. He was probably one of America's most famous refugees, and he also had struggled to get into this country. Not everyone wanted him here. And so the story goes into that, and you know, which is very relevant to obviously today's situation in the world, the refugee crisis. So I think that's exciting for me to be able to share that.
I'm talking with Cress Mirsky. She is the writer and performer of the one-woman play, The Life and Times of A. Einstein. It's this Saturday at the Auburn Placer Performing Arts Center at the State Theater in Auburn. The show is at 7:30. And this has been your niche, if I can say so, the one-woman solo type of show. I think it can be inherently challenging to do that, but maybe inherently freeing, too. Why do you choose this method?
Well, gosh, you know, I did, you know, I had a long career in film and television, over 20 years of working on episodic TV shows and in film and theater, primarily in Los Angeles. And I always, as a young actress, was led to certainly to Einstein. I also have another piece on the life and work of the mother of modern dance, Isadora Duncan, and another show that I do, a solo show of characters, different sort of these offbeat monologues and pieces that I've written. I don't know. I think as a young actress, too, I was just drawn to create stuff on my own, and then I began to take writing, playwriting much more seriously. I've also written full-length plays.
This one your first, though, this Einstein?
No, actually, Einstein was my third solo show. There were two others before, and the show I created in the 80s, and it had its first production here in Los Angeles with the Mark Taper Forum, and I've had several runs since then, and kind of been taking it on the road since then.
So what was your favorite TV show to be part of? One did you have the best experiences
in?
Oh,
golly. That's hard to say. Gosh, so many of them were challenging experiences.
One of your shows was Charlie's Angels, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it was on the first season of, I did an episode of that, playing a villain, of course, you know. Most of the guest stars were villains on a show like that.
And Revenge of the Nerds, too?
Revenge of the Nerds. I played a mother of one of the kid. There was a little, you know, brilliant kid who went off to college early. I was his mother. And I think one of a very rewarding opportunity I had was on the Richard Pryor show. Richard Pryor had a short-lived variety show, and he had hired me to come in and do one of my original characters, and I did that, which was really exciting, you know, to be asked to come and do on a television variety show a rather dramatic piece, and that was very, very exciting.
Well, Cress, I think it's as much a fun opportunity for people to come and simply see you work as it is to see this piece of work, Einstein play.
Yeah.
And in the great renovated State Theater will be a wonderful venue.
Yes, I'm excited to see the theater and perform there. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you for taking a little bit of your time, and good luck with the show this weekend.
Yes,
nice to have you back in the area. And for the next one, come on into the studio, okay?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
All right. That is Cress Mirsky. And The Life and Times of A. Einstein is Saturday night at the State Theater in Auburn. There's more on our website at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.